Welcome to the Adopting and Fostering Home podcast. Whether your family has been on this journey for years or you're just getting started, we're here to support and encourage you along the way. And now your hosts, Lynette Ezell and Tara Melber.
Welcome back to the Adopting and Fostering Home podcast. I'm Lynette Ezell, joined with my sweet friend Tara Melber. Tara and I have walked through adoptions for many years, and now we find ourselves working more with foster care. Mm-hmm. So we're still on the learning curve.
Yes.
The Lord's still teaching us much, but we've been doing this 15 years.
Long time.
Long time. That's right. And so God just placed a burden in our heart to start these podcasts to just say, look, this is what worked for us. This is how the Lord ushered us through this. Mm-hmm. Here's where we still are. And we just want to be an encouragement to the home that is open to bringing in vulnerable children.
Absolutely.
And so whether your family's been on this journey for years or you're just getting started, we are here. Tara and I are here to help support you, and we want to encourage you along the way.
Absolutely.
So Tara, why don't you introduce the topic that we're going to discuss today?
Well, today we're going to talk about trusting God through the process. So through the process of determining whether you should adopt or foster or
get your deodorant out, because it's a lot of sweating.
It is, for sure. And there are a lot of different things that we have to trust the Lord through the process with.
Mm-hmm.
Everything from our finances to the hiccups that can come along the way.
Right, right.
So I know that many, if they're adopting domestically or internationally, are very concerned about the financial piece of it, and that's a difficult way to trust the Lord. And I often say, you know, we've had different experiences on how we ended up paying for our adoptions, but the Lord owns the cattle on a thousand hills, and
yes,
if he's called you to do it, he's going to help you figure out the way to. You do have to count the cost ahead of time, for sure, literally. But
it's a lot of organization, because we never got a fat check in the mail.
No.
We flipped houses,
mm-hmm,
and so back to the, I think I've shared before, but to the bloody knuckle, we would,
right,
you know, Kevin worked all week. He was a senior pastor of a large church. At night, on the weekends, Saturday mornings, we would work on homes and then reset them, and we were working hard to raise the money for our adoptions.
Right. I just heard from a sweet couple that we have known for a long time, and they were really struggling with the very last piece of getting back to South Korea to bring their child home.
Wow.
And she just sat aside her pride and said, listen, we've done yard sales, we've sold t-shirts, we've worked extra jobs,
mm-hmm,
we've done this, we've done that, and we're struggling with this last financial piece. And she put the need out there, and the body of believers has blessed
their
socks
off. They just rallied. That's what the body's supposed to do. It's what it's supposed to look like. Yeah.
So they had to trust, and she said, you know, I'm having to put this out there and trust the Lord through the process. And then just yesterday she said, you would not even believe how,
wow,
the Lord has blessed us, not even just a little bit to where my husband gets to go back and pick up our son, but where I get to go back with him.
Oh, what a blessing.
And that wasn't even what they were expecting, but
yeah,
the Lord exceedingly abundantly beyond all we could ask or imagine.
One of my kids said the other day, they said, why do I have a t-shirt that says finally home with South Carolina State on it? We don't live in South Carolina.
Yes.
And all those t-shirts we bought, you know, they,
right,
if someone asked me to buy a t-shirt or do anything to help their adoption,
right,
we just feel called to always say yes,
right,
to not let that plate pass in front of,
right,
us, but to give toward that.
Mm-hmm.
So I encourage you, maybe you're finished adopting, but you're hearing these needs, do something.
Right. Do something for sure.
Absolutely.
So there's always that. Or even if you have foster kids in your home and you're thinking the stipend that I receive from the state is really not that much when this child keeps growing and growing,
yes,
out of clothes, to be able to trust the Lord through the process and lay your need out there and say, these are the things that we're needing. Is anybody available to help? And
that's right.
And there are always people who are available to help.
You really have to open your home. And that was hard for me.
Yes.
And to accept the help. But
right,
the blessing on the other side is amazing.
Right. When you have decided to push through and you've decided to become a foster family or you've decided to adopt, we have to trust God through the process of sharing that news and,
yes,
how people will react, specifically,
yeah,
the people that we love the most.
That was the hardest part for me.
Oh, I
agree.
Really
was. It really was. And I remember sharing with a family member when we first stepped into the waters of adoption. It had been on our heart for years.
Right.
I mean, years and years. And then we had biological children, but,
mm-hmm,
it was just always on our heart, always in our mind that we wanted to adopt one day. We didn't even know how to get started,
right,
or to begin. But when I finally got the courage to share with a family member, that I love and adore. And that member looked at me, that family member looked at me and said, why would you do that mm-hmm. to your family? You're going to mm-hmm. mess up your family. Mm-hmm. You know, and of course, all of that mindset has changed now, right. but I was devastated.
Sure, because you're expecting everybody to be as excited as they were when you found out after struggling with infertility
yes.
that you were, or miscarriages.
Yes.
That when you finally got pregnant, people were thrilled for you.
Yeah.
You're thinking, okay, when I share that we're adopting, that people would be just as excited. And some people really are, and other people look at you like you've got three heads.
Right, and it's a new concept to them. It's mm-hmm. so foreign.
Right. And so I think that we do have to really trust the Lord through, this is not our problem. This is something that the Lord is going to have to deal with that specific individual. Especially, like for our family, we're a transracial family.
Yes.
So we're multicultural. There, we have, you know, lots of us that look a lot
right.
different in our
family
in our
too.
Home.
Yeah,
and people react in positive ways, and people react in negative ways. And we had to come to the realization that because this is not our issue with how you're reacting to us, I'm going to protect my family, my future family. So if this is going to be a hostile situation, we're not even going to be a part of it.
Right.
And being able to be okay with that and to pray for your family member and to be able to have conversations where you don't feel defensive all the time.
Right.
And hopefully the Lord will bring those people around. And if they don't come around, then recognizing that you have to be okay with that and kind of coming to terms with that ahead of time.
There was a fast food restaurant mm-hmm. just, you know, kind of close to where we used to live. And so about once a week or every other week, the kids and I would go there and had mm-hmm. a play area. And at the time, we just had the four children, so we had one adopted child at the time. And the first time we went, we noticed a few comments from a senior adult lady. These senior adults would kind of be there early in the mornings mm-hmm. and hang out there for a while and enjoy their coffee. Most were very, very kind. But this one lady would say very cruel things to us. Mm-hmm. I could not comprehend it. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, I must have interpreted that wrong. Mm-hmm. So about 2 weeks later, we're back again. And she targets our adopted child and says some very hateful things. Now, I could have engaged her. I mm-hmm. realized that. But she was probably every bit of 80, right. 85 years old. I'm not going to change her mindset.
Right.
I can kill her with kindness, mm-hmm. which the Lord laid on my heart to do, and that was totally against my
flesh.
You were
going to say I could kill her, and I
yeah.
was going to say that probably wouldn't do well.
Yeah, that was my first thought. But I didn't want my child to be, because
sure.
one of my older children said, Mom, do you hear what she's saying mm-hmm. about our sibling?
Right.
So I decided to just not frequent that place
right.
anyway. And we have seen that lady in the grocery store, mm-hmm. still tried to be kind to her. Because like you said, that was her problem.
Right.
I'm not seeking worth from her.
Right. Absolutely.
But I'm also not going to let her hurt my child.
Right.
And so we just opted to not go there for a while. And like you mm-hmm. said, we just had to put up, I had to put up boundaries.
Yes.
There were certain people that I know, because my husband was a senior pastor, there were certain people that seemed to always kind of say the wrong thing.
Right.
And so I would put up a boundary. Mm-hmm. My child was little. You know, that child
right.
didn't need to hear that.
Yes.
So I'm very careful. We do that with
yes.
our own lives.
Absolutely.
Not that we don't love them, not that we don't, you know, want to be an encouragement to them, but sometimes you just have to put up boundaries.
Right. And I think trusting the Lord through knowing, putting the stake in the ground when you and your husband know that the Lord has called you to this.
Right.
You put the stake in the ground and say, no matter what, Lord, I'm going to be obedient. So when you follow in obedience, there's going to be the enemy rising up to
Absolutely.
Try to discourage you
Absolutely.
And make you feel, is this the right decision? Did I make the right decision?
Yeah.
So, you know, just as the Israelites had to build altars to remember what
yeah.
the Lord had done,
mm-hmm.
we have to put stakes in the ground and say, I know this is what I'm called to. We're going to push forward. We may get naysayers about us, but we cannot let that distract us from obedience to the Lord. And Moses had to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
We were just talking about Exodus chapter 4 when Moses said, oh, please, Lord, I've never been eloquent, neither recently nor in time past, nor since you've spoken to your servant, for I am mm-hmm. slow of speech and slow of tongue. And the Lord said to him, who has made man's mouth or makes him mute or deaf or seeing or blind? Is
yeah.
it not I, the
That's
Lord?
Right.
Now go, and I, even I, will be with you. So even if we don't feel fully prepared, but we know what we've been called to do. We push forward no matter what the rest of the world says.
That's exactly right.
And we have to trust Him through it.
Right, right. Can I trust You, Lord, in the process, even with negative comments, even right. without man's approval?
Right. One of the many things that we had to deal with, and that we even as we walk alongside foster and adoptive families, is trusting the Lord through the difficulties that will come while you're in process.
Mm-hmm.
And many of those come along the way from you thought that termination of parental rights was coming, and you go to the court date and the judge gives biological mom and dad another 6 months to try to pull it together.
Yeah, a hard
time. And that's
time.
Not what you were thinking.
Right.
Or for us, we had a medical issue that kind of came up with one of ours at the very last minute, which extended for a few months. And then after that, they lost the paperwork in the country. And I'm thinking, are you kidding me?
Right.
So it's trusting God through that process of time of He has a specific time for your child to be in your family, or He has a specific child chosen for you, and to be able to trust Him through the process of those difficult times. Even so much as we know many couples who have walked through domestic adoption only to find a loss of placement at the last minute.
Yes.
And though you grieve that, you have to move. You grieve it for a time, and then you have to just move and say, okay, Lord, we're trusting You through this difficult circumstance. It is hard.
It is. Really, I was getting ready to go on a trip with my husband a year ago, and I was about to go into a store, do a little shopping for the trip, and my phone rang, and it was from a lawyer that I kind of knew through another person, and she began to tell me about this baby she couldn't find a placement for, and someone had given her my daughter's name. My daughter was serving overseas at the time, and they were really asking the Lord for a child, and nothing was coming together, and they'd had some some heartache. And so she began to tell me about this child, and she told me, and it sounded horrible, oh my goodness, who could do this? And she stopped and she said, Lynette, will your family take this child? Now, I'm a very simple person. I come from a very simple background, hard, working parents, just my window of the world was very small. And the Lord gave me the strength to say, yes.
Right.
And after I said that, she said, you will, your family will parent this child, will take this child. None of my other families will take that child. And I said, we absolutely will.
Right.
Now, I said, talk to my daughter. But she'd already mentioned it to them. They really felt the Lord was leading them forward. But I knew if it didn't work for them, that our family was being called to parent this child. And it was hard.
It was hard.
Difficult. And the paperwork, nothing went the way it was supposed to. It didn't, it wasn't smooth sailing. It took months longer than we thought that it would.
It is very hard.
But we had to trust Him in the process.
That's right.
Even as I was grandma that time around,
Isaiah 26:3 says, you keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you.
Yes.
And during those difficult processes, that's what we have to do. That is the stake in the ground, that we have to keep our eyes focused on Christ, who is the author and perfecter of our faith, who already has the plan, who already knows this little one is supposed to be in your family, and He can keep you in perfect peace.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I would encourage people to, we're talking about trust in the Lord through the process. For a while, it's like I had concerns about bringing a certain child into our home. We already had a full nest. I remember when we were talking about adding the sixth child to our home. Three were biological, two had been adopted. And we were talking about bringing an older child in our home. And one night, I just panicked, Tara. I just panicked. And the way we began adoptions, the Lord really laid it on my heart first. I feel like I kind of spearheaded that moving forward for our family. And then, people got on board. Our older daughter, too, was just beginning to pray about our home being expanded. And that's just how adoption started for us. But that night, I looked at my husband. I said, I don't think I can do this again. Now, we had already put the stake in the ground saying, we know we're... But I was just having a weary moment. And I remember Kevin looked at me and he said, it's okay. I've got enough faith for both of us tonight. And, that carried me through.
It does.
I knew, Lord, this is what You've called us to.
That's right.
And I just need to trust You. My flesh is weary right now. My mind's weary. I'm a tired mama.
Right.
But I know, Lord, You have called us to this right now.
And that You'll give us what we need when we need it. Matthew 6:31 says, don't worry then, saying, what are we going to eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things. For you Your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things, but seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, mm-hmm. and all these things will be added to you. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
Yes.
I always try to put in the next 15 years, all the things that could possibly yes. go wrong, I'm putting them into today. And mm-hmm. David would look at me and say, the next step, Tara.
Yeah.
The next step.
Don't borrow worry
because He right. already knows.
That's right.
Already knows.
That's right. So, Lord, can I trust You through it if the finances don't
right.
are being overwhelming? Can I trust You through it to in the midst of man's opinion
right.
or comments in the grocery store?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love what Paul wrote in 1 Thessalonians 2:4. He said, we're not after crowd approval here.
Right.
And, you know, once I got over that.
That's true.
Once yes. I got over, and I was a pastor's wife. My husband was a pastor mm-hmm. of a, you know,
so
of a large church. I was in the spotlight. I was in the fishbowl. And even when we moved to a new city, our new neighborhood did not know what to do with
right.
us. And if the Lord didn't put us on the corner lot, like when you come in the main road. So if my
right.
kids were outside, every single car that came in the neighborhood
right.
saw us. And you could just see them kind of gazing
uh-huh.
over. We were playing outside or,
right.
you know, whatever. But the Lord, once I got over the fact, I'm not seeking a crowd. I'm not trying to be a crowd pleaser here. I'm not seeking crowd approval.
Right.
Lord, I just want to obey You in this.
Yes, absolutely. And He tells us in His Word, give thanks to the Lord for His unfailing love and His wonderful deeds for men, for He breaks down gates of bronze and
yes.
He cuts through bars of iron.
And that's adoption paperwork right there.
It
gates
is.
Of bronze.
Yes.
I mean, it is hard. It is hard work. It is a labor process.
It really is. It's the whole process of determining and deciding, is this the Lord's call for us?
Yeah.
And then beginning the walk through and all of the things that could cause you great fear and great nervousness
mm-hmm.
and to be able to know that the Lord Jesus, as He's called you to a child that He has chosen for your family, that He will break down the gates of bronze and cut through the bars of iron.
That's right. And if you have to seek help, one day I came by your house and we had changed countries.
Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm. And we jumped in it, and they were quick adoptions,
which are
unheard of now. But at that time,
right.
Ethiopia was moving really quickly, and I didn't understand the paperwork, and you did. And I just came to your house, and you probably don't even remember that, but we set that day.
I remember where we were living.
Yeah, and we got it resolved. And you need sometimes you just need that help,
right?
To help
right.
you walk through the rough times.
And that's where the body of believers does come in. And people who are going to encourage you to be obedient to your call
mm-hmm.
is to be able to say, on my difficult days, I need you to be my friends who are going to uphold my hands
right.
and help me fight this fight.
Yeah, Moses needed it, and we needed it. And
yes.
so, you know, you do get weary in the process, but we have to think, can I trust God through this process?
Right
now, we have a daughter that she and her husband are going through training for foster care,
mm-hmm.
and it's not going like it's said
mm-hmm.
on paper.
Right.
You know?
And even as grandma walking through, the fear still rises up within you because you want things to go well for your daughter and for your son-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to see this process not be easy. You know, as parents, we don't want all that pain that we
right.
know could be down the road.
Right.
And so being able to just be able to lean into the Word and say, I'm not going to worry.
Uh-huh.
Martin Luther once said, you can let a bird fly over your head, but
right.
don't let it make a nest in your hair.
Yeah.
The enemy's going to put all kinds of thoughts in your head, like, I can't do this. We can't afford this. If I'm not going to have family and friends support, what's the point of all of that? He's going to give you those thoughts, but we have to take every thought captive.
That's right.
And say, Lord, I do know this is what You've called me to, because on those difficult days, we can look back at the stake in the ground and say, I know this is what the Lord's called me to. So in confidence, I can move forward.
Yeah.
So knowing who God is and knowing His character and trusting that His character is what He says He is.
I remember we were getting ready also to we're talking about the Ethiopian adoption. So when all that paperwork was done and just about to be submitted, our biological son was in middle school at the time,
mm-hmm.
and he was just a great little athlete.
Mm-hmm.
You could put him in any spot. He just loved sports. What he
right.
enjoyed doing, he's incredibly coordinated. And I began to notice within a 24-hour time period, something was wrong.
Right.
And he did. He did have a serious illness, and it affected the left side of his body.
Mm-hmm.
That was hard to take in. And I remember coming home from the hospital that night. Now, all of our paperwork's over, already submitted to Ethiopia. We're just waiting to get a picture of our child, and the warfare had begun.
Right.
And it hit our child, mm-hmm. and an illness. We'd never really had that. You know, we've had strep throat and that sort of thing, but this was serious.
Yes.
So serious that med students were walking in his mm-hmm. hospital room and videoing him on their phone because they'd never seen it before. And so I remember coming down the big hill to our neighborhood that night. Kevin was in the hospital with our son, staying with him. We had no answers. Mm-hmm. We didn't know what was going to happen. He couldn't even control the left side of his body at the time. And I remember just crying in my old SUV. I was driving down that hill, and I just said, Lord, we're going to obey you in this. We're going to keep moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've put it upon our heart, and we know that Satan has brought an attack on our home. There's been an illness that's hit our child. We know he's trying to distract us, mm-hmm. but we're going to keep moving forward with you, Lord, whatever that looks like.
Right. And in my mind, Lynette, I often go back to this whole process of life, whatever the Lord has called you to in obedience, to do whatever it is, mm-hmm. whether it's what we're talking about today with adoption or foster care, no matter what, moving to the mission field somewhere in the United States in a city that has very few believers, moving overseas, whatever it is the Lord's called you to do, in obedience, walking through life, it's all a sanctifying process for us. Mm-hmm. It's the Lord molding and shaping mm-hmm. us into the likeness of his son.
Mm-hmm.
And so whatever it is the Lord's called you to, obedience is the answer. It's how we show the Lord that we love him. It's how we know more about who he is. But he is molding us and making us into the likeness of his son. And the enemy's going to throw flaming arrows, and the Lord is going to say, no, they are mine. They may have to walk through difficulty, and it may be super hard, and you may not ever get the answers or understand mm-hmm. on this side of glory.
That's right.
Why I'm doing these things. But it is for a purpose that is unlike anything you could have ever imagined.
That's right. And so here at Tierney's Heart today, you can trust the Lord
yes.
with the tough financial part of adoption. You can trust the Lord. It's going to take some creativity, mm-hmm. but he will open doors. Mm-hmm. He will navigate that for you as you seek him daily. Luke 9:23.
Mm-hmm.
Those who want to follow me must deny themselves, take up their cross daily.
Yes.
I always say he added that daily word for me. And follow me. It is a daily. My feet hit the floor that morning. But we can trust him financially. We can trust him through criticism from other people.
Yes.
And we can trust him with just the concerns within our family, concerns mm-hmm. our bio kids may have, or struggles that our bio kids may face.
Mm-hmm. And we can trust him through all the difficulties that kind of come through the process or the things that we might face after they come home. And not to sound like Debbie Downers, because there are lots of victories
yes,
and lots of
so
wonderful,
many.
Glorious
yes.
things that happen. Would not trade any of this for anything. But I think it's good for us to be able to say out loud, when we have struggles, it's okay.
It's okay.
You're not the only one.
Right.
You're not alone. And we can get through this together.
That's right. That's right. You know, in Proverbs 3, the writer of Proverbs said, my son, don't forget my teaching, but mm-hmm. let your heart keep my commands, and they will bring you many days of full life and well-being. Then we know the passage well in verses 5 and 6 out of Proverbs 3, mm-hmm. but trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't rely on your own thoughts,
yes.
your own understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Think about him in all your ways, with every step in that adoption or foster process. I mean, every
yes.
step, take it to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Every concern. Lord, I'm struggling with this social worker.
Right.
Lord, I'm struggling with this home study. Or Lord, my son's struggling. My
yes.
biological child's struggling. Or Lord, my husband's wanting us to kind of pull back. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Take all that to him. And he tells us, this is truth. This is in his word.
Mm-hmm.
Think about him in all your ways. Acknowledge him. He'll guide you on the right path.
That's right. Exactly. I often say, when we were in the Smoky Mountains one time, and my whole family likes to hike and be on really
high places. I don't understand
hiking.
It's like walking, whatever.
But I like to hike, but I don't like the super high places because I'm petrified of heights. So we were walking along this path, and we had lots of our kids, and they were all small. And we were using the analogy of your word is a lamp unto my feet and a
yes,
light unto my path.
One step at a time.
And I asked the kids, if it was dark out here and we had one teeny little flashlight,
right.
we could see one step in front of us. Now, what we wouldn't know is that to our left is safety and to our right is a plummeting death.
Yeah.
So, but the Lord says, I'm going to give you a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. One step at a time is all I'm going to let you see. The rest of the view, you'll get to see when you get to the top.
Yeah.
So one step at a time, trust me with where I'm taking you. I know what the pitfalls are. I know what the safety
right.
is. But when you get to the top, and you see the view, mm-hmm. and you see all that I've woven together to make this happen, you're going to know me more, you're going to understand me more, and you're going to be more into the likeness of my son, which is his whole purpose,
right.
for his glory alone.
So what I hear you saying is we can trust him from the beginning
yes.
to the end.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And every step of that fostering process, every step of the adoption process, and all the in-between
yes.
until the Lord takes us home,
mm-hmm.
we can trust him with all
Absolutely.
Of it.
Absolutely.
Well, you've been listening to the Adopting and Foster Home. This is a resource of the North American Mission Board. For more information about today's podcast or questions and other relevant resources, just visit nam.net/sinrelief. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we look forward to talking to you again.
You have been listening to the Adopting and Fostering Home, a resource of the North American Mission Board. For more information about today's podcast and other relevant resources, visit namb.net/sendrelief.